It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Tig, did your granddad ever wear overalls?
Yeah.
Mine did, too. For some reason, back in the day, I don't know what happened, but my granddads wore overalls.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we not wear overalls?
I don't know. Are we not to overall age, or are those out? I don't know.
They must have been very in back in the day. There must have been a time period where everybody in the world wore overalls. I had a question for you. Say you go to a restaurant, and it's, of course, no shirt, no shoes, no service. If you have on a pair of overalls, do you still have to have on the shirt? Does the overall count as shirt and pant?
Yeah, I think so.
You do think so?
Yeah, because a tank top, that's a shirt, and it kind of wears on you like a tank top, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're good in an overall. Why don't we bring back the overalls, by the way?
We should. There's no thinking about what outfit you're going to wear.
That's just right. You never have to pick out your outfit. You just put on the overalls.
So much less laundry. All you really need is a t-shirt and underwear. And your whole outfit picked out for that day. Or in Tyke's case, he claims that if he were a restaurateur, he would let people in and overall no shirt.
That's fine with me.
Let's get a membership to that Summit Club, that very fancy private
club. And see if we can go up there in overalls.
And we'll all pitch in and get me a membership, but I'll only exclusively wear overalls. They won't know what to do. Yeah, they'll be so confused.
I like that. We'll try that. Get you into a fancy place like Bull in the Alley with overalls, see if they'll let you in.
It's so dark in Bull in the Alley. You would need night vision goggles to tell on if I had overalls on or not.
Technically, I don't know what dress code that would break.
Do you own a pair of overalls?
I do not, no.
Huh.
Man, when we were in college, here's a trend that was going on. This is 20 years ago in college. All the girls wore overalls.
You've mentioned this a lot to me. I think you had a little thing for women in overalls.
No, I dated a girl and she wore overalls all the time to school. And I'm not talking about, she wasn't some farmer. It was like the trend.
I understand. But you have mentionitis because you always speak fondly of that lady and her overalls. I think you have a thing for overalls.
I don't have a thing for overalls.
You've got a fetish for overalls.
I don't have a fetish for overalls.
You do.
I am just commenting on what I observed ladies would wear to school in college was overalls a lot of times. There's no fetish. I'm just saying it used to happen.
Okay. Well, I hope you don't have those kind of thoughts when I talk about my granddad's with overalls on.
Well,
you get all quiet.
Don't get me started.
Start thinking about memory like, I used to date a lady in overalls.
Well, they used to wear overalls in college. I don't know what happened to it, but
you're a sick puppy, buddy. I'm going to get you a pair of overalls. Do you think you could pull them off?
Yeah, no, not really.
Why do you think that?
I got like weird arms and stuff. I don't want to do all that.
The clothes you got ain't working for you now, so
can't go downhill.
Oh yeah, there's only up from here, buddy.
Thank you, man. Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull. Yesterday, Super Tuesday, and no surprise here, but Donald Trump won big. Joe Biden won big. The Democrat Party. And so these are your nominees. It's going to be a rematch between Joe Biden and Donald Trump in November. Nikki Haley said she was going to stay in this race, but she's going to drop out this morning, so she's out.
Well, about 9 o'clock, she's going to...
Yeah, she's going to...
make comments?
I guess head back to South Carolina. She's out of the race. She may have a future, in the next election, because if Donald Trump does win this election, and he may... he is termed out. He can't run again. So it'll be a whole new field of Republicans if Donald Trump does win this election. So we'll see how that goes. But it's going to be Joe Biden and Donald Trump again in November. Did you see this, Daniel? A guy tried to shoplift from a music store here in Tulsa. And here's what happens. This is from Amy Slanchik, News on 6.
Tulsa police say the store owner and employees tried to stop the shoplifter from leaving this parking lot when the gun went off. Tulsa police say the shoplifter has a gunshot wound to his ear and is expected to be okay. Police say the man took items, then jumped in his car and was trying to drive away when officers say the store owner's gun went off as he and employees were trying to keep the shoplifter from leaving. Officers say there was another person in the car with him who they questioned and released. Tulsa police say there is surveillance video and several witnesses.
What is the irony of that? You steal from a music store, get shot in the ear.
Oh, I see. I didn't put two and two together.
But he's okay. He's got some legal problems, but he's going to survive, it looks like. What you got, Dana?
A couple of things. I guess we all saw that Facebook logged us all out yesterday. Was there any rhyme or reason to that? Did you see anything? I haven't seen anything in the news.
No, I don't know.
Maybe they were just doing maintenance.
I got texts from my wife. She says, somebody's hacked my account. would you go and look at my account and see, you know, whatever? And I said, actually, I can't get into my account. So a lot of people got logged out.
I think everybody got logged out. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show if Mark Zuckerberg got mad at all of us, he could be like, all right, guys, I'm just shutting this thing down. Or even worse, like, all right, I'm just going to release all your messages.
Oh, my God.
And it would put the world in turmoil, wouldn't it?
Yes.
If he did that. Did you see this? An Arizona woman, if I can get some audio over here, an Arizona woman found a rattlesnake in the back of her car. It was most likely in there for around 2 weeks. Here she is talking about finding the snake and her boyfriend helping her get rid of it.
Panic, and I lost my mind, and he turned around and he had seen a tongue kind of like flipping at him. He's like, get out of the car. And so I freeze up because I'm like, when I get scared, I freeze. In a state where there's lots of critters and lots of things that can get into small spaces, personal spaces, to know what to do in that situation and who to call. We got real comfortable in that car. That snake made its home in there.
Is your car, Tyke, so cluttered and things like that, you wouldn't notice a snake in there for 2 weeks?
Oh, no.
I think mine's clean enough. I think I would notice. And he'd notice just the tongue.
We were actually driving down the road with your dad one time in his truck. And he pulls over the car. I didn't see it. But a snake had come out of the hood onto the windshield. And people in the car were like, can he crawl through the air conditioner and get in the cab of the car? I said, I don't know. It does happen.
Well, I would never be comfortable in that thing again. Did you see this? That Bowflex announced Tuesday that it's filed for bankruptcy. Do you remember Bowflex?
Yeah, I remember that. Late night commercials, and it was supposed to be like this.
Well, here's a quick
one-stop gym and all this.
Clip of the Bowflex commercial. I remember that commercial as well.
Introducing the Bowflex Power Pro. Bowflex uses patented power rod resistance to give you an incredibly smooth, natural feel for over 60 different health club quality exercises. With features like a built-in aerobic rowing exercise, convertible grips, and convenient folding capabilities.
They must have ran that thing like crazy because I also remember it. You'd see it late at night. A 40-year-old company, best known for those commercials, blamed its bankruptcy on the post-pandemic environment and persistent microeconomic headwinds. Mm. But I think 40 years to try to sell that thing is, that's a good long time to try to sell a Bowflex, isn't it?
Yeah, and then there's other things that have come out. What's that bicycle people are paying $6,000 for?
Peloton is not doing so well either these days. They will, you know, I guess people realize nobody's going to buy a Peloton for $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah, it's
now
tough.
That you can get back into the gym again.
Mm-hmm.
So goodbye, Bowflex.
Oh, that's...
Maybe you can catch one on Facebook Marketplace, Doug.
I barely knew you, Bowflex.
Coming up at 6:40, we've got Randall King tickets in 6 minutes at Kane's Ballroom. And then later on today at 7:40, the 98.5 The Bullfight tickets to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels at the BOK Center.
Good morning, guys.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Okay, free tickets right now to see Randall King. Welcome in. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tyag and Daniel, and we have a contestant on the line. We're playing general knowledge trivia today. Daniel, who do we have?
We have Justice. How are you this morning, Justice? Where are you calling from?
On my way to work.
What do you do for a living there?
I work on cars.
All right, nice.
Where do you work? What city?
Tulsa.
Well, what's the name of the place you work at in case we want to have our car fixed?
Blankenship Collision.
Blankenship Collision. Got it. All right. Justice, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Got to turn that radio down. Enough. Get enough of these right in your...
Blankenship Collision.
Justice, turn that radio down.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to have to tell your mom.
Good Lord. I don't go down to Collision and hit cars with sledgehammers. Here we go. He's still... Justice, please turn it down.
Gotcha.
All right.
Justice, what martial art is spelled with 2 J's and 2 U's?
Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu is correct. Who sings, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go?
The Seven Dwarfs.
Also correct.
That's fine.
Justice, what is short and spout with a handle and a spout?
Short and
my
stout.
Little teacup.
Looking for teapot.
Ah.
All right. Who recorded I Want to Dance with Somebody in 1986?
two things I want to do. I'm not sure.
Is that Tina Turner or something?
No, guys. Whitney Houston.
Oh.
Justice, how many problems does Jay-Z have?
99 problems.
That is correct. And finally, what type of animal killed the crocodile hunter?
It was a stingray.
It was a stingray. And with that, Justice has won tickets to see Randall King at Kane's Ballroom July 6th. Who are you going to take to the show with you?
Probably my wife.
Hey, now. Well, what's your wife's name?
Sparrow.
What's that now?
Sparrow.
Okay, well, we're going to turn down the music a little bit, Tig. Let him say some sweet nothings to his wife. Go ahead and greet her. You take the floor, Justice.
Babe, I hope you appreciate the concert. We're going to have some fun.
Keep going.
I always love you, and I hope you have a great day at work, if you hear this.
More sweet nothings.
I don't know what else to say.
All right, fair enough. All right, he's done with the sweet nothings.
Sounds like me.
Well, Justice, do me one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull. Turn
headlights around. Well, good morning. We're almost at 7 o'clock. Hey, it's Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning, Tig. Saw a question on the internet today I thought was pretty interesting. What did you do back in the day that would never fly today?
Okay.
And I know we've talked about this a few times. I remember you telling me that you used to, as a little child, be taken to the gas station and in your little hand a folded-up note, and you take it inside and get your mom cigarettes for
her. Yeah. They would. I was like 6 years old, and the clerk would look outside, and my mom would give the clerk a wave, and then they would give me cigarettes to bring back to the car.
I mean, I imagine if you got old enough to ride your bicycle there, they would have still sold you the cigarette.
If I had a note, probably.
So we were looking at some other things that wouldn't fly today. You know, there's a debate about, you know, kids having cell phones, all this kind of stuff. So we were interested in what you grew up kind of doing that now would be unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going on road trips, and in the back of my mom's car, there was like a little area that you could get up in and lay down. What was that area called behind the windshield?
Behind the back windshield?
I mean, behind the back windshield.
It's kind of like a shelf up there.
Almost like a shelf. There were one to two dead bugs, and you could, if you were small enough, get up there and lay down, take a little nap.
That would never work today.
I mean, yeah, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. Your son is in my car with me. I won't even back out of a parking place unless he's buckled in.
Yes.
So I can't imagine telling a little kid to get up there and take a little nap back there in the back, that back windshield.
So we wanted to know from you today,
what did you used to do back in the day that would never fly today?
918-879-9898. 918-879-9898. We'd love to hear from you. I think there's a lot of things that we used to do that we just, like, even simple things like jump on a trampoline without a net. Now, that's unheard of. Everybody's got a net around the trampoline, right? We just risked it. 918-879-9898.
Are you want me to say it again? What did you do back in the day that would never fly today?
All right, let's take your calls. Good morning, guys. 918-879-9898. It's Morgan Wallen. Think about me. I'm 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. So, Daniel, this morning we're talking about,
what'd you do back in the day that would never fly today?
I remember, I don't think this would fly today, when we were shooting fireworks, my dad would give me a cigarette and let me light a bottle rocket.
I don't think they
would do that anymore.
I used to have the old pack of cigarettes to light fireworks with, and they just left me right out there by myself.
That's right. Tickle's with us. Hey, good morning, Tickle. What you got?
Bat kite. The old school days, the old bat kite. Thinking about it, they used to dive bomb with eyeballs on it. Yep.
I don't know what you're saying. Bat kite. What does that mean?
It's a kite with the eyeballs that has the wings on it that dive bomb down the ground and pulls back up. They don't make them no more. They haven't made them in 30 years.
Oh, okay.
So you flew a kite. All right. Very dangerous.
A bat kite. No, this is a dive bomber. This is used to have, the kite.
Okay. But it's a kite.
Yeah. So I think you can still fly a kite, though. I appreciate the call, Tickle. Thank you. Hey, good morning. It's Tyga Daniel. Who's this?
Doug.
Hey, Doug. So,
what'd you do back in the day that would never fly today?
Well, it wasn't exactly what I did, but I remember when I was younger, you know, back in the day, you know, your parents teach you how to swim. It was just, here you go, here's the...
Good connection.
What'd you do back in the day that would never fly today? 918-879-9898.
Who's this?
My name's Corbett.
So?
Corbett, what'd you do back in the day that would never fly today?
Well, I grew up in the country, and me and my siblings and cousins, we would get up in the morning, get on our horses, and stay gone all day. Nobody came looking for us, nothing. Then we'd come home at night, and everything would just be fine. We'd eat dinner.
Yeah, that's interesting, because even my son, he has a buddy that lives about three doors down from us, and I'll still go in the street and watch him walk down there to make sure he got there okay, and you guys just rode horses all day.
You guys riding beasts.
Yeah. Yeah. That is funny, man. Well, thanks for the call, brother.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Hey, good morning. It's Tyga Daniel.
Hey, what's your name? What'd you do back in the day that would never fly today?
We would ride on my dad's welding machine as he drove down the road. You know, the welding machine's the back of the pickup. We would sit on the top of the welding machine.
Was the welding machine strapped down?
Oh, yeah. They were bolted down to the bed of the truck. But
the kids weren't.
But the kids were. We would sit. I mean, we were higher than the cab.
Oh, no. You're kidding.
Yeah, that's
a
problem.
It was fun.
Yeah, you got to jail for that one today, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tyga and Daniel. Let's take another call on this, Daniel.
Yes, please. Hey, it's Tyga and Daniel. Who's this?
This is Walker.
Walker, what'd you do back in the day that would never fly today?
I was probably about 5 or 6 years old, and I'd ride on the lawnmower with my dad, and he'd say, go in the house, grab me a beer, boy. I'd go in there and I'd get the bottle for him, come back. He goes, if you can get that lid off, he can take you a swaller. I'd get that lid off and I'd try to down the whole thing before he took it from me.
Oh, how with your little 5-year-old hands were you twisting the top of a beer off?
I'd put my shirt over the top of it and twist as hard as I could.
There you go. Look at a strong little 6-year-old.
But I mean, I was raised out in the country, so I was always doing crazy, obnoxious things, you know, so.
I remember we'd go to Mardi Gras, Daniel, and there was a house about 3 blocks back where all the beer was. And my dad would send me 3 blocks to go get a beer and bring it back to the front of the parade. And I was like 6 carrying beers down the street. Nobody cared. It was so weird. Well, I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So we're taking calls this morning, Daniel, real quick.
What did you do back in the day that would never fly today?
918-879-9898.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Hey, good morning. It's Tyga and Daniel. Who is this?
This is Sheena.
Good morning, Sheena.
Sheena, what you used to do back in the day that would never fly today?
We used to ride in the back window of the car.
Yeah, we're talking about that little little bench back in the back behind the back windshield. You could actually, if you're small enough, fit up there and take a little nap.
Oh, yeah, we used to fight over who got to sit there, lay there.
Do you have kids today?
I do.
And could you imagine having one of them get in the back windshield?
Never.
That's crazy.
Yeah, nowadays it's like I don't even put my car in reverse until I know my son is strapped in.
Right.
Why do you think that they would allow us to do that? Just that wasn't known that that was dangerous? Or what do you think the difference is now and what it used to be back in the day?
I don't know. They let us do a lot of things that are seem crazy today. I'm not sure they cared.
But that can't be the case. They always loved us, right, Tug? I can remember going over to my grandma and papa's house, and they loved me a lot. But they'd blow cigarette smoke right in my face.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, it took a while. Like, when seatbelts first came out in cars, people would not wear them. They just would not wear them. So it took a while for us to learn that, like, actually, we should wear a seatbelt. It's not an inconvenience. Well, it's not more of an inconvenience than getting hurt in a traffic accident, you know?
Right.
I remember when that seatbelt law came out. My dad still refuses to wear a seatbelt.
That's crazy. I'm going to have to get on to him.
Listen to this. So much so, Tig, that he's taken, you know, the alarm will go off, that ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, if you don't strap your seatbelt in, it'll start beeping at you, right?
He's somehow gotten on eBay or something and bought just one of the buckles to put in to stop the seatbelt from going off.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, just buckle it, man.
Now, why doesn't he wear a seatbelt?
He doesn't like to be told not to buckle his seatbelt. Or not, he doesn't like to be told.
Oh, because somebody's telling him it's the law. Yeah. He doesn't want to do it.
So he would rather die than do what he's told.
I'm going to have to go beat him up, man. That's crazy talk. Well, look, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great day. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig. And good morning to you, Daniel.
I wanted to get an update from you. Baseball season around the corner here about a month or so from now.
Yeah.
I don't even know when opening day is for Little League Baseball, but you've got a situation where your son's baseball team, you guys need a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to now, you say you're going to be the head coach.
No. I'm trying not to be the head coach. I like being the assistant coach because then all the pressure goes to that, like, head guy. But I don't know. And I thought you would be a good head coach. And here's what I'm telling you why. Because you're good with people. The head coach is really a people person. And people don't dislike you. And I feel like I can coach the team as long as you take care of the parents and the drama.
Well,
and Daniel won't do it.
No, because
even though I made you my son's godfather.
That's correct. You know, you can why do you feel like you have to be the coach? How do you know nobody else is going to try to sign up?
Well, what I've heard from the league is nobody has volunteered to be a head coach. So
how much does the gig pay?
I'll pay you.
No, how much does the gig?
It's zero. It's volunteer.
There's no money.
It's
does it cost kids to play?
Yeah, it costs baseball? Money. Yeah, because they got to pay for, you know, the upkeep of the fields and the uniforms and all that kind of stuff.
So the umpire gets paid. Am I right?
Yeah.
Got to pay the head coach. See, that's why you don't want me being the head coach. I would change the game. Head coach is going to make some money, buddy.
Okay.
Why should the umpire make money? The head coach doesn't.
Well, because usually your kids on the team are volunteering because you want to spend time with your kid.
And I don't 100% know if it's even a good idea for father and son to be on the same team. Because I can imagine me trying to play baseball with my dad back in the day. When it came to me, the guy had zero patience. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He tried to teach me how to bowl once. I thought he was going to have a stroke. And I'm like 6 years old, and he's just raging with anger about me bowling.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't bother to put up the, what's that thing, the bumpers when you bowl?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine him trying to coach me in baseball.
Yeah.
And then there's that situation where, say, your son should be shortstop. And then it looks like, am I just choosing him to be shortstop because he's my son?
Yeah, you get into all those politics. I hate that. That's why I don't want to be head coach.
Should y'all even be on the same team together?
Yeah, I think you want to coach your own kid's team if you're going to coach, but... But, yeah, it's all complicated. I want you to be the head coach. You don't have to do anything except just show up and deal with the parents.
Listen, if you love your son, you'll trade him to another.
I sent my son down. Hey, I got bad news.
To another. Yeah.
You haven't been batting well, and I've decided to trade you.
This is not a decision that I take lightly, but you will be traded.
You have been traded.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
So Bulls, Bands, and Barrels at the BOK Center featuring this guy, Pat Green. And others, right, Daniel? Big music day.
Big music day. The best concert is a free concert, Tig, and the BOK Center is a heck of a place to see Bulls, Bands, and Barrels at the BOK Center.
And Daniel, you're live on TikTok now. Tig and Daniel, T-I-G-E and Daniel, if you want to see what Daniel looks like in real life.
I don't think anybody cares for that, but we've got two contestants here that want to play. Eddie works for the city of Bartlesville. You say you work at the water department there. What do you do there exactly?
Basically mainline structure.
I'm very masculine, so I know exactly what that means. Mainline structure. Where's the best place in Bartlesville to go eat lunch?
I would say probably Whataburger.
Whataburger. Excuse me, not Whataburger, Whataburger. Taking on Eddie today is Penny. How are you this morning, Penny?
I'm good, thank you.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a case manager at a mental health facility.
So that's probably a bit of a stressful job. You could probably use a night out, am I right?
Absolutely.
All right, guys, well, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Today's contest, the quiz, children's song titles. You'll fill in the blank to compete or complete the song title for each of these. Fairly easy quiz. Eddie was the first to get through. We'll start with you. Twinkle, twinkle, blank, blank.
Little star.
Little star is correct. Penny. Mary had a blank, blank.
Little lamb.
Also correct. Eddie. Old MacDonald had a blank.
Farm.
Farm is correct. Penny. London blank is falling down.
Bridge.
Bridge is correct. Eddie. Row, row, row your blank.
Your boat.
Correct. Penny. The itsy bitsy blank.
Spider.
We are tied up 3-3. Eddie. Three blind blank.
Mice.
That is correct. Penny. She'll be coming around the blank.
Mountain.
4-4. Final question. Eddie. Blank, blank, little teapot.
Ooh, that one's tough. I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, my gosh. Help him out, Tag.
What is it?
I'm a
little teapot.
I'm a little teapot. Penny, it all comes down to this. Get this one right, and you've defeated Eddie. Get it wrong, and you've tied Eddie. I've been working on the blank.
Railroad.
Railroad is correct, and with that, Penny has gotten every single one correct. She's defeated Eddie in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Penny, you know what happens if you get every single question correct, right?
Yes, I do.
I must now get down on one knee, Penny, and ask for your hand in marriage.
I'm not getting married. Thank you, though.
What happened to the marriage music, Tug? Oh, there it goes. Right on time, as usual. You said, Penny, you will not marry me? Why is that now?
I'm not getting married ever again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
She said, heck no, no more marriage. Well, what am I supposed to do, Penny?
Well, I don't know.
I've been looking for somebody like you, Penny. All right. Well, okay, another question for you. You going to hold on to these tickets, Penny, or you want to give them to Eddie, who works at the city water department in Bartlesville?
Sorry, Eddie. I've got to hold on to them.
Yeah, that's all good.
Well, sorry, Eddie. That's bad news. But the good news is that you've got another chance to win tickets tomorrow morning at 7:40 for Bulls, Bands, and Barrels at the BOK Center, May 11th. If you guys could do me one last favor, give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
So, Daniel, this Saturday I'm going to be hanging out at the Wee Street Ice Center. That's opening up. It's there. What's the name of the mall? It used to be.
It used to be the Promenade or Promenade. I don't know. When
Promenade.
I first moved here, I was saying it wrong, and I was ridiculed. And I was like, I just moved here, guys. I don't know what it is.
Now they got an ice skating center there. And
nice.
This Saturday, check this out, grand opening Saturday, this very Saturday, and free ice skating all day long. So if you're hearing this message, you can bring the kids, the grandkids, yourself, whatever. Free ice skating all day long. They got a virtual game room, an arcade. And they also got a sports bar there for the parents.
Nice.
You know how that goes. Sometimes you just need to, like, take in a cold one as the kids are out there on the ice. You know what I'm saying? You're a little stressed out. Do you think I can ice skate, Daniel?
I don't think you can, because I think you'll try and then give up too quickly.
Think so.
Yeah.
Face painting, balloon sculptures, and by the way, the ice skating is totally free this Saturday. I guess it's still the Promenade, but at the Macy's location, they turned that in, and this is where the Oilers are going to practice and all that, so that's pretty cool. So this Saturday, I'll be out there from 1 until 3 with 98.5 The Bull.
Are you going to attempt to ice skate or no?
Yeah, I'll try it. But I'm to that age where even the skates feel heavy on my feet.
Well, I told you the best part of ice skating is at the end of it when you get to change back into your regular shoes and they feel like just heaven.
They feel like walking on air compared to, if you go roller skating.
Can they make a comfortable ice skate? I don't know why they couldn't.
They need like air ice skates, like Air Jordans. Air Jordan ice skates.
Something.
So that's where we'll be this weekend. If you're looking for something to do, get out of the house. That's there at the Wee Street Ice Center with free ice skating there at the promenade. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Good Morning Daniel. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning. Alan Crone, you see him on News on 6. He's also with us. You want to play a quiz this morning, Alan?
Good morning. What kind of quiz do you have going on here?
Daniel's the quiz master. He's like Pat Sajak. He's like dumb Pat Sajak.
Oh, who's Vanna White then?
Dave, Vanna White is the most beautiful woman on earth.
You know, I heard you were talking about Vanna yesterday.
My wife mentioned that. I was saying that people call up. Sometimes they can't get any questions right, and I have to defend them because you get put on the spot. You get intimidated, and if I Wheel of Fortune, sometimes I can solve the quiz. But if I were there on set and Pat Sajak is there and the most beautiful woman in the world, Vanna White, is over, you know, flipping the letters,
right,
I'm going to get intimidated and not able to.
You don't think so?
And also another thing about Wheel of Fortune, when do they start getting those weird quizzes? It used to be just like something that made sense, like three blind mice. Now it's like something you eat, tuna on baked potato. Like the puzzles got so weird.
They're running out of phrases.
Well, you know, I mean, you just can't give everybody $1 million. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but let's make it not ridiculous. That's not a phrase.
You know, wait a minute. It can be, right?
The phrase will be like common phrase, and then they solve the puzzle, and the phrase is, that beats a goose a peckin'. And I'm like, that's not even a thing I've ever heard. Really.
How many vowels are in that thing, right?
All right. Well,
so if you're on Wheel of Fortune, are you the guy that's going to buy all the vowels just right off the top?
I'll do whatever it takes to win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
You don't want a vicious competitor.
Mess with me.
Vicious.
Well, look,
vicious competitor.
Speaking of competing, Tig had suggested y'all do a history quiz. What a snooze fest. Good Lord.
We want to keep
people listening.
1700 history of Bulgaria.
Yeah, 18th century diction.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Well, we're not going to do that. I've got a quiz here. Since Alan Crone's a bit of a musician, Tig is a...
Can we call a friend?
Looks like now Tig has interrupted the quiz with playing a song. So
we're
going
to play a song. We'll get the Alan Crone quiz.
The quiz is ready to go now, but here we go.
Oh, boy.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Girl, when you cry. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. All right, things are going to get nasty here because me versus Alan Crone from News on 6, we're going to take some kind of quiz, Daniel.
Oh, man.
That you've come up with.
Tig was like, why don't me and you come up with a quiz for me and Alan to do a history quiz? And I'm like, what a snooze fest. So what I have here, you know, Alan's a bit of a musician. I see a commercial with you. You're playing guitar for your family?
I don't know. They just told me, hold the guitar, and everybody's standing around.
You know about music, right?
A little bit, not a lot.
He's a musician.
I mean, it just depends.
You heard it.
Alan Clancy's
the greatest guitar player in Tulsa.
That is not true.
I disagree with that,
goodness.
But the ego on this guy. And Tig used to be an intern at David Letterman. He interned in the music department.
I know. I've heard that many times.
Yes,
I'm very interested in that.
He's
Paul Schaefer.
Mentioned it a million times.
Anton Figg on the drums.
Yeah, that's right.
Lee Will on the bass. Yep. Will Lee on the bass. Pardon me. Yeah.
You do know your stuff.
I do.
Okay, so what I've got here, band names by synonyms. I'm going to give you the synonym of a band name, and you got to give me the real band name based on the synonym. Tig, explain what a synonym is.
Well, you explain it.
You explain it.
Cinnamon roll?
Synonym.
Oh.
Go ahead. If you don't know, I don't know, buddy. Be honest.
I just want to articulate it the right way. So what is it? Tell us.
It's a word that means the same as another word,
okay,
not the opposite. An antonym means the opposite. A synonym means the same.
So this is not opposite day.
Who would like to go first?
Tig would go first.
Tig, get your bell ready. And the first synonym, again, these are synonym band names. The synonym Pistols and Flowers.
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses is correct.
Really? Okay, it's very, very nice, Tig. All right.
Alan.
Yeah.
The Cops.
The Cops? Oh, you mean Sting and the Police? The Police?
The Police.
Okay. Stuart Copeland on drums.
See, he's like a musician. He knows all
this. Just answer the question.
He's a big composer.
You're not Kurt Loder behind the music. We don't need a little documentary about each band. Tom Figg. Get out of here.
No, Anton.
Whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
Tig, the synonym band, The Shore Guys. The Shore Guys.
Uh-oh.
The Shore Guys?
The Shore Guys. S-H-O-R-E. The Shore Guys.
Oh, the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys.
I thought he said sure.
Oh, like, sure.
Hey, sure. Yeah, come
I'm
on over.
I'm a professional
over.
Broadcaster, guys.
Come on
you know
over.
Exactly
sure.
What I said.
Professional sure, yeah. What?
Alan
sure.
Crone.
Yeah.
Intercourse handguns.
What?
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I got it. The Sex Pistols.
That is correct.
Yeah, played at Cannes years ago. There's a hole in the wall because of that.
Boy, I bet that was must have been weird. You go see Bob Wills one night in the Texas Playboys, then the punk band, the Sex Pistols, after that. Tig. The synonym band, Toxin.
Oh, I got this one. Come on, man.
That's Poison.
Poison is correct.
Very good.
Hair band. Alan Crone.
Yeah. All right.
Albino Serpent.
Albino Serpent. Did you come up with this like last night? You're sitting at home going, hey, I'm listening to my White Snake. How am I going to figure
White
this out?
White Snake is correct.
Okay. All right.
Did you used to love White Snake back in the day?
Who didn't?
But Here I Go Again on My Own?
Yeah.
Who didn't?
Tig. The Spinning Pebbles.
Mick Jagger and the folks. Rolling Stones?
Correct.
The Stones. Hey, the Stones.
Alan.
Give me a Bob Dylan.
Speaking Noggins.
Speaking Noggins?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking Noggins. Oh, oh man, great band. Talking Heads.
Talking Heads is correct.
Yeah.
Tig. Inexpensive Prank.
Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick is correct.
Yeah, how about that?
Alan Crone.
Yeah.
The Ebony Unlockers. The Ebony Unlockers.
Ebony Unlockers. Unlockers. Tig, you've got this look on your face, too.
Black something, right?
Unlockers? Are you... Okay.
Like unlock?
The Ebony Unlockers.
Unlockers?
Unlockers. You know what I'm saying. Unlock.
Oh, I got it. I got it now.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll talk it. Okay, Ebony?
Uh-huh, and Ivory.
No,
go
Ebony,
together
what's
like
word for
perfect
ebony?
Harmony. I'm sorry, I was not paying attention.
What's another word for ebony?
Black.
And what's used to unlock things?
Keys.
So, put it all together.
Okay, I just did.
The Black Keys.
Right.
One more here.
All right.
Tig. Rock Church Aviators.
Rock Church Aviators.
That's the Stone Temple Pilots.
That is correct.
Whoa.
And finally.
That was good. That's a nice one.
Alan.
Yeah.
Humble Rodent.
Humble Rodent. Humble Rodent. Rat. Humble. Something rat. Right?
Audio, please, Tig.
Okay. Oh, I got it.
Humble Rodent.
You got it?
No, I don't. I don't have it. Come on. Come on. Come on, Vanna White. Do something.
Modest Mouse?
Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse. Yes, it's not. That's not in my category right there.
Well, there you go. Well, yeah. Tig, unfortunately, has now defeated Alan in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Alan Crone, clueless when it comes to music.
All right.
That
okay.
was fun. I enjoyed that. Alan Crone, you need to brush up on your music.
Apparently so, for Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse.
Right.
That was a huge hit, Float On.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. When was that?
Oh, what would that have been? Tig of the 90s?
15 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys. We're back tomorrow, 7:40. Pat Green tickets. Good morning.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Dano. Alan Crone is with us. You know, you hear us on the radio, but listen to how good Alan Crone is at his job compared to us as broadcasters. Because Alan Crone does not have a sheet of paper in front of him. You don't have any notes. But listen to this. I didn't even warn you.
All right.
What's the forecast coming up? And this is without notes. This is all in his head. Alan Crone, News on 6. Take it away.
You want me to do the weather right now?
Yeah, do the weather.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So cloudy this morning. Temperatures are cool. We're in the 40s and 50s. 59 at noon. This afternoon, we'll look for a high near 70. Partly sunny. South wind returns at 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow morning, you're going to need the rain gear. Showers and storms start to move across the metro. We'll be in the 50s. Highs tomorrow near 70. South winds developing. And then more storms will show up Thursday night and early Friday. A couple of those may end up being strong and severe. The front moves through Friday. It'll bring a gusty wind. The temperature is 64 about 11 o'clock, and then it'll drop. So Friday afternoon, Daniel, it's going to get chilly. So I would not suggest that you take your shirt off and run down a Riverside Drive with your dog that you typically do on a Friday afternoon. And then over the weekend, Saturday morning starts at 35. Saturday afternoon, 56 with sunshine.
Good Lord.
Bush League.
Daniel, we can't even remember the phone number to our radio station.
Well, you know, but he said in his forecast it may be. There may be some strong storms. What is that? Maybe.
He's just alerting us to the possibility.
Is or is there not?
It's a possibility.
There's anything's there's a chance. Possible. There may be a chance a meteor could fall down on us, but who knows? There may be a chance a meteor could come out of the southwest.
There may be a chance.
Land on your car.
There may be a chance that we're going to turn your mic off in just a minute here.
There may be a possibility of meteorites.
Are we still trying not to burn stuff right now?
It's a little better, you know, the next couple of days, but as the winds will start to pick back up and we start to dry out, you still need to be kind of aware of that, especially early next week, like Monday and Tuesday. But the longer that we go on here, things start to grow a little bit, start to green up. We slowly get out of that, but we're still not, you know, out of that type of territory here. The big fires are still burning out in the panhandle.
Yeah, man, I know.
That huge is so fires. Crazy out yeah. there. I saw a TikTok of a guy kind of showing the weather conditions out there. The wind's so windy that if something did catch on fire, I don't even think that you could run and keep up with it, how fast that wind was.
Yes, a lot of folks were not able to do that, you know? I mean, just huge. At one point, the Smokehouse Creek fire, that's the really, really big one. That was up to 850, almost 900,000 acres. And I think it's down today, you know, 500,000 acres. I mean, it's still burning.
Do you remember one time years ago the Okefenokee Swamp caught on fire? Can you believe that? A whole swamp caught on fire. How do you put that out? It's swamp.
Yeah, you'd think it would go out automatically.
But right. Wait. I thought it was the punchline for a joke.
No. It's not a joke at all.
Swamp burned up.
I took a tour of that place. They're like, one time this whole thing caught on fire. And I was like, this is water. They're like, they couldn't get a fire truck out to it because it's a swamp.
Yeah.
Right.
That's tough, man.
What are your plans, Alan, coming up for the eclipse?
Oh, that's a very good question because, you know, here in Tulsa, we're going to have a 92-94% it's not totality, but the sky is going to be obscured a lot with that system. Mm-hmm. If you go just a little bit more to the south, which I'm not planning on doing that because about 50 million other people are.
Right.
You know, it's 100% totality across southeastern Oklahoma from basically around Antlers, Pushmataha County, Broken Bow, Idabel, McCurtain County, Choctaw, Hugo County. And then it goes down into Paris, Lamar County, Texas, Fanning County. The telephone taxes area, and then all the way down. Dallas-Fort Worth is going to be in totality.
Can 95% not good enough for people? Let's stay here in Tulsa and watch it. Let's leave that money here in the community.
Well, you know, I mean, to experience 100% totality, there'll be a lot of folks that'll head southbound.
Yeah.
You know they will.
I've never seen it get dark outside.
Yeah, what if it's cloudy that day, too?
Oh, man, and I tell people April 8th, you know, April is notorious for clouds and showers and storms.
Where will you watch it at? Will you have to do something here at work, or you'll be off work by then?
Yeah, unless somebody tells me that I'm headed down that way for a work purpose, then I'm up here.
Just say no. 95% darkness is good enough. You don't need to go down there.
Yeah, I'm staying up here as far as I know.
Where are we going to watch it, Ty?
I thought you guys are going south. I thought you were going to Broken Bow, right?
Me and Dano experienced a 100% total eclipse once.
Yeah.
And
on purpose?
We were just in the path of this thing.
Uh-huh.
And what was weird is the birds freak.
Yeah.
The birds had no idea what's going on. They're like going nuts.
It's time. They it's don't nesting. Understand. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's April the 8th. We got 94% totality,
yeah,
perhaps.
It's up there. Yeah.
All right. Alan Crone. See, he did that all from his head. Didn't he have to read a note on any of that stuff? He's so much better than you, Daniel.
Please.
Come on.
You can learn
now.
A thing or two from Alan Crone. I was